Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Breich, and welcome to our transatlantic studio in Florida. This is the Veterans Health Forum, and this is our weekly podcast dedicated to the health and wellness of our veterans. With me today in our transatlantic studio is Professor Koscheck. He is our Balneo Tourism Department Director. Hi, Marco. How is everything in Slovenia?
Well, everything is getting closer and closer to Christmas.
Christmas, that's why my red color.
We eagerly awaiting this coming holiday festivities, and more or less everything is getting hectic to buy presents, to, you know, supply and to do everything for that evening, and of course for the New Year evening also.
So hopefully you will have a couple of snowflakes coming for Christmas.
I hope to.
Right.
Okay. I wish that comes to Florida, but probably that's too ambitious anyway.
That would be a disaster, number one. And number two, it does come occasionally to Florida, to the northern part of Florida, which is called the Panhandle. Mm-hmm. And that is the part to the Gulf going into the Alabama area, which is 200 miles more than that north of where I am here. I'm in Palm Beach in West Palm. This is a place our winter White House, Mar-a-Lago, President Trump. Mm-hmm. So we are starting saying Merry Christmas, according to President Trump, by December 1st. So that's when our Christmas celebration actually starts in Florida now. In America, December 1st, everything is Christmas mood. So we are happy about it. So let's get started here. So today we will probably conclude our chain of episodes about the biomedical supplements. We will have in the future also many other issues about with the supplements, because our list of supplements, our line of supplements will open this coming year. So, but today, as we pre-announced before, we will be talking about the three major components of what the home care system provides, or we are hoping to be enough. One of them will be the total relaxation, or the deep relaxation. The second one will be the line of supplements, the biomedical supplements. And the third one will be the activity and the input of the Balneo Paramedic team.
Very good.
Right? So
I think that's all three elements are very important, right. I would say, adds to each other, support each other, and basically this would be kind of optimal and added value for everybody who would decide to go on this program.
Right. The typical announcement on the beginning of each episode is that our podcast is dedicated to the health and wellness of our veterans. So all those three positions here, the deep relaxation, obviously it's has a big significance into the regaining of the health, but also the relaxation brings the wellness with it. There is that classical Roman proverb, mm-hmm. or wording saying mens sana in corpore sano, which means a healthy mind and a healthy body.
Yeah.
Actually, it was written by Juvenal, the big poet and writer of the first century AD. And it's a little bit longer than that. I know the whole phrase, but it in Latin, but it doesn't matter here. The basic is a health body into a health mind into a healthy body. And this is what we have in here. The deep relaxation based on sauna. Mm-hmm. And we simplified it. We discussed about that in the times before. And the supplements which are giving us the possibility to let the body do its job. And then naturally the choreographing of the entire program home once the patient returns back home to the US, to America. We will have a group of specialized, majority of them will, in our impression, will be veterans who will like to be part of our biomedical paramedic team, keeping an eye on the participants, educating them, supporting them, monitoring them, keeping the communication with our centers and so forth.
Excellent. So if you allow me, I would say a couple of words about sauna practices as I see it, because I was really using sauna a lot in, not nowadays, but in my younger days. Two, three times a week, even, you know.
Was it more in winter time or?
More in winter time.
Indeed. More in winter time, okay.
Yeah, more in winter time. And sauna could also be combined with some sport activity. I was involved heavily in sport at that time. And this was really a deep relaxation, which serves kind of foundational pillar. Recovery and well-being is absolutely important for body stress response. And sauna is used not merely as a comfort feature, but also as a structured therapeutical tool. And allow me to mention four elements in these things. Autonomic nervous system reset. Regular sauna use support of parasympathetic activation, reducing stress hormones and promoting mental calm. If you wish, you can comment each, or you will comment it at the end. Then secondly, improved circulation and detox support, because heat exposure enhances blood flow, supports natural detoxification pathways and may reduce muscle tension. So that's very important also in the relaxation, in deep relaxation sense. Sleep quality optimization. Deep relaxation protocols timed in the evening can improve sleep onset and overall restfulness. And I think that's also important because, of course, if you have a good sleep, this is part of the condition to be healthy. And finally, guided use protocols, which is the program which include, and we can do this for our patient, tailor guidance on session duration, intensity, hydration, and breathing techniques to ensure safe, consistent therapeutic benefits. So, sorry if I was a little bit too. I hope it was not sounded too. I don't know. Difficult to be understood. But this is what I and how I perceive the sauna treatment. Also, in our case, as a deep relaxation home care program.
The only problem with what you did, you just addressed up almost all my talking points, but that's
now
excellent.
It is good that you just underpin right. Everything. I'm sure
right.
you can.
Now I'm gonna start with the last thing what you said, okay? Because yeah. The sauna we are planning to introduce in America, it's manufactured by a German company. Is the best sauna which exists today. Company yeah. called Glass and uh-huh. And Professor Resch, our vice president and also the chairman of the development, medical developments, is one of theirs. I believe is the only one medical scientist who is advising that big company in producing the sauna. So why the sauna, which we are introducing, there are so many, there are thousands of saunas, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why are we concentrating on this sauna? It's because number one is the most modern one, and number two because they introduced in the engineering of the sauna all the components which a patient could expect in a biomedical environment, and I mean in a big medical center. So mm-hmm. you have it all home. You have the humidity. You have the temperature, you have the air circulation, we have mm-hmm. the ambient noise, whatever. Mm-hmm. So you have everything you can regulate, because you're one of the final point was that you can address so many components in regulation.
Absolutely.
And that is exactly what this sauna does. So not all saunas are equal, right? I mean, the simple sauna is the Scandinavian model, a little box of wood, some hot coals, and somebody dumps water on the coals, and you stay in there sweating. That's the initial concept of the Scandinavian sauna. Well, we progressed colossally in there. So now we have so many regulatory possibilities into the sauna. Mm-hmm. Now, what you said into one of the parts of your very important comment was why the sauna is so important in the circulation. Well, we know that the biggest organ of our body is the surface of our skin.
Mm.
Right. Now, that is where all the temperature exchange happens, plus in the breathing in and out. But majority of the all the perspiration is done in the skin. That's where the blood vessels, the capillaries are in the highest possible density, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's exactly where the blood is exchanging the temperature. That's where we are also secreting, you know, components of our sweat and so on. So all those things are addressed by the sauna.
Yes.
Now, when you go in there and you increase the temperature, the core temperature of your body will have to balance. You will have to expel more temperature out in order to maintain the proper balancing in your system. So mm-hmm. that's what sauna influences you to do. You are relaxing. You were talking about the parasympathetic nerve controls, which are relaxing your capillaries. And when you're under stress, the adrenaline in your body is constricting the capillaries. Mm-hmm. You do not have that exchange into your body or mm-hmm. as much as you should. And those are the kind of regulations which are bringing the deep relaxation.
Absolutely. We didn't yet mention one very important thing. Part of the sauna experience is also, of course, cold pool, where you after this process cool down and exchange of these two, let's say, kind of poles gives you the maximum effect. Yeah. And I hope that this is also somehow part of, I'm sure that it is, of course, but if I understood right, this means that we would also be able to recommend our patients about building sauna at home, which I believe also is not a big investment nowadays in modern era of wellness, I would say.
And considering the different models which are now developed, especially to be practical exports to the United States across the Atlantic, mm-hmm. I was informed recently that the sauna could be actually put together with the available materials here, and the controller, the computer part, the main components will be just shipped from over there. Yes,
absolutely.
You would have the need of a sauna home, and Carl and Professor Resch is explaining to me that they have now the new models are collapsible. In other words, mm-hmm, it requires mm-hmm. extremely small room. You're not mm-hmm. sacrificing a whole room in your house. You press a button and the sauna expands. When you're finished, the sauna goes back. So in other words, extremely practical. Everybody mm-hmm. can afford to sacrifice that, I don't know how many square feet when the sauna is packed itself together, compacted. But the point remains that now addressing one of our other points you're talking about, in the evening before you go to bed, that's the most important part of the day when you are going to the sauna. Because the sauna will take you directly from the stress environment of your daily life and translate to put you, make a transition between the busy part and the stressful part of the day to the sleep part of the night. In other words, relaxation will help you gain a much better and deeper sleep.
Absolutely.
That is where the whole idea, the whole new concept, okay? So what's new about what we're doing? it's a very important mission, or a very important practical part of what we are putting together in our system, is you are required as a patient to do absolutely nothing. In other words, you don't have to learn to do some technical, you know, relaxation things. You do nothing. You sit in the sauna and allow your body to do the job for you.
Absolutely. That's the basic idea of sauna. You do nothing, but you just relax. You do not. Yes, yes.
You do nothing. You do nothing. So, in other words, do we invent the wheel? No. But what we do now, we are concentrating thoughts which have been within the Western civilization since the Greek and Roman times. We know the best is, I mean, whoever visited Rome certainly went and visited the ruins of the best of Emperor Caracalla in Rome, which were those enormous big constructions. Yeah. You had in there the so-called caldarium with cold waters, or room temperature water and cold water. You have, the caldarium was warm water, frigidarium, which was with cold water. So, and people will go in and out in hot and warm and cold water. So they will do those kind of transitions. If a patient doesn't need to do that, it's not recommended to do that. No fear out there. You are not exposed to those parts of the treatments if you don't want them. If you enjoy them,
absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, right. I think, Florian, we can say that in any case, a patient would be in hands of good expert team who will assess the condition. And I know that maybe some people who have some maybe veins problems and you know, these are not really recommended for a long stay in a sauna. But I think occasional use could still do good and positive effect. But as I said, this will be evaluated by experts. Yeah.
Everything will be evaluated by your treating doctors, doctors who will design your program. You will know for sure what's good for you and what you should not. The sauna can do everything, but that doesn't mean that you have to go through everything what the sauna does, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about a cardiovascular patient. Increased temperatures may not be favorable for the patient. So there are many, many restrictions. But anyway, your therapeutic system will be tailored just for you.
Indeed.
But the sauna will do pretty much everything. And this is very important now. The patient goes into a classical European biomedical center with all the facilities around, with everything whatever has been developed within the frame of biomedicine and over centuries, over two millennia of Western civilization, right? Now, you will not going to have the same facilities coming back home, but that particular sauna development will bring you as close as you have been in those centers as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And well, that it is in a kind of a smaller size,
but
otherwise all elements are there. It means nothing is missing. You know, that's important.
Right. I will, basically to move forward so that we don't make the session too long. I mean, the stress. Why is the stress so important? Because according to what we know, according to all the scientific and long-term studies which have been done, the mother of all chronic disease, and we can say that because, you know, as a doctor, you always have been trained not to put statements out there which can be disputed or can cause, you know, headaches to other specialists and other people who will come right after you. How could you say that? Well, in today's world, okay, I'm going to go a little bit political here because it's important because of what I want to say, right? So in today's world, we are no longer believing in what used to be called political correctness. Mm. We are saying what we believe is right. So in other words, yes, I'm a licensed medical doctor, but what I believe is right doesn't matter if my colleague next to me agrees or disagrees with me. I couldn't care less. Okay,
Yeah.
he is entitled to his professional opinion, as I'm entitled to mine. And what I would say is that stress, and this is now the affirmation I had to come with, stress is the mother of all chronic disease.
Mm, indeed.
Because stress, what was as the typical expression goes, what was first, the hen or the egg? Okay, so I would say the nest. And what does it mean? It means that initially the kid, the child was healthy, was running around, was growing, could do what an adult cannot do, could turn itself into a knot and come back and jump up and down and run 24/7 and fall asleep and sleep like a rock and start next morning again with the same thing. Okay, an adult doesn't do that for many reasons. But one of the reasons is that chronic disease are starting creeping in on an adult body.
Mm.
Injuries, stress, all kinds of things. But the most important part is the stress, because the stress initiates certain transformations, plural, in our body, which facilitate the onset of different chronic disease. So if we want to attack the problem from the very beginning, we will be addressing the stress on a chronic patient.
Mm-hmm. Well, I cannot agree more than that. I'm not a doctor, but still I can confirm that when some diagnosis or research was here about these diseases, I think it was like 70-75% of the reasons for all these, let's say, human toxics are coming because of the stress.
Yes, it is a well-known cause of chronic disease. The reason why it's not addressed prevalently is because there is not much money into that. Mm. So if I will fight a chronic disease and ameliorate it or bring it down, where will be the business of selling medicine to that patient?
That's also true. So, yeah.
This is exactly what our health secretary, Bobby Kennedy, is now professing every single day. We need to change our mentality. Never mind the business. Let's give the patient what will help the patient. Okay?
I agree.
So this is one of the biggest shifts in the medical philosophy, particularly after the pandemic.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sure that there is not only one single way to achieve this. There are always, as you said before, different opinions,
yes,
models, steps,
yes,
experience.
Right.
And I think this
right.
is what the patients get, because right. every spa has their own experience, their own protocols, their own team. And I'm sure that this will be also a richness of therapy
right.
at the end of the day,
yeah.
you know.
And the next step, what we were discussing again and again, was what is actually binaural medicine? And a statement which comes, and this is something which we are actually publishing in our material, is that VRP, the Veterans Rehabilitation Program, and the BRP, the Binaural Recovery Program, which are pretty much very close together, with one exception that the VRP, the veterans, is dedicated more for the classical veteran issues, and the other one is more generalized. It's a and I'm reading it, right? A VRP, it's a revolutionary new application of biomedicine principles and therapies tailored on the perception, needs, and wishes of the presently overstressed chronic patient in the post-COVID era. Mm. So what does it mean in more elaborate expression? After the pandemic, we know that the patients are thriving to achieve higher and higher degree of health, because everybody, the grandmother, the little kid, everybody, you have kids, right? Young kids were doing sports and so on. How many friends of those kids were not coming back with COVID and were put on vaccinations and so on, and now they can barely carry a bucket of water.
Mm.
I mean, we know those incidences and we know what did do to them. So the post-COVID era is where the idea of promoting vulnerable medicine into cartelling, into addressing, into diminishing the chronic epidemic in the world is, and this is all about giving the body the chance to repair itself.
Mm-hmm. I would add here that it is important that we all understand that this is not only the curative part of the story, but this could be preventive one. So basically that you do it before you fall into the troubles.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, this is
what people forget, because we normally react after the incident happens, you know.
That's a huge point, Marco. That's a huge point. Because the VRP, our program, is not only for somebody who is half in the gray.
Absolutely right.
Okay. It's more, and if we want to be very specific about that, it is equally important for somebody who has no complaints in the matter of health and wants to maintain it for as long as he lives, equally important to somebody who does know his chronic problems and wants to make a better life together with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so this is the difference between the pharmaceutical medicine and balneo medicine.
Balneo medicine.
Balneo medicine facilitates the body into taking care of its own, the original, the permanent state of the body, its health, not illness.
Absolutely.
The illness is something what the body slips into as the time goes by and as you get older. But there is very interesting, there are very interesting observations going on and again and again. A detoxification, and you mentioned that with the sauna, and we talked about detoxification, we're not going to go deep into that. But as soon as you promote a state of detoxification in your body, as soon as you promote a much longer sleep in the night, as soon as you promote a diet of a particular kind, as soon as you promote losing weight, you as a patient immediately discover that the body is answering back to you in a very positive way.
Absolutely. And body does the, as we said before, the rest. That's what body would, after it's triggered, I think, just continue to somehow work it by itself in the system, you know.
There are so many processes of regeneration in our body that it amazes you when you discover one. We know of the micro hormones generated by the brain, which control now. In the past, when I went to medical school and so on, the biggest thing was, well, the thyroid is very important for the regulation of your body. And then you have the endocrine glands doing this, and then blah, 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 blah. But on top of all of them, it's the brain. The brain is controlling
mental health, indeed.
Precisely. It's the mental state of you which dictates from above everything what happens down there.
Mm.
Right? And that is the healthy mind and a healthy body. We're coming back. Now, to attack one of the last issues here, if you want to say something, interrupt me, right?
Carry on. I'm trying to keep the time,
yeah. Right?
Carry on.
So one of the points is, what are our biomedical supplements lines? What are they so damn important? Mm. And analyzing everything what we said for weeks now is this. We try to give the body, what is the revolutionary part of our program, is the essential understanding that we want to give the body the green light, the free reign of doing its own regeneration.
Mm.
So in other words, once we provide the body with a as close as perfect set of mind, relaxation, diminishing of the stress. Once we provide the body with detoxification, right, taking all the nefarious substances out of the body as much as we can. Once we prevent the reintoxification, right, and once we give the body the minerals, the vitamins, the probiotics, the spore biotics, the whatever is there on the genetic level, once we give the body everything what the body is short of, then the body has nothing else better to do than to recuperate itself.
Yeah.
That is the theory. I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely. I would just add one small thing, which I believe is important because we started with sauna. And I think that we should also somehow support and expose that balneo medicine supplements basically could be in synergy with sauna therapy.
Yes.
Because some selected supplements, and we know that this will be selected and tailor-made for our patients, are enhancing outcomes of deep relaxation practices, which we were talking before, by supporting somehow balance of electrolytes, minerals, which are lost during the sweating, and boosting metabolic benefits. And I think that's also combination which should somehow be mentioned as a effective, let's say, treatment.
Category important because the supplements we are introducing will synergetically connect themselves to the relaxation in the sauna.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
absolutely.
it's a matter of the deep sleep generated or initiated by the sauna. It's also the detoxification, what's happening in the night. It's also the elimination of all the old deposits in our body, the deep detoxification,
yeah,
and
yeah,
so on.
Yeah.
The gastrointestinal health, which Dr. Meich will always gonna have a big issue out of it, saying that the leaking gut is the cause of pretty much the weakening of the immune system. We do agree with that, right? I mean, the leaking gut, the gut, the intestines, which are not functioning properly, the overcoating, the ballast which populates the gut, the not good bacteria and flora which we have in there, suggest and actually promoted by unhealthy food we are consuming,
and
all the other things. So all those kind of things are addressing directly, and this is the whole point. Where does that elusive idea of the immune system? What is the immune system? What is it? Is it a part of our body? Is it something which is like the spirit in our body? We know it's there, but we cannot figure it out where it is. And we need to say yes. Our immune system, if you want to call it, lives in our gut.
Yeah,
that is where the whole thing, having a good immune system or a bad immune system, a semi-functioning immune system, where does it happen? In the so-called leaking gut. And we have a big number of supplements, the components, which are addressing exactly that leaking gut business.
I think very important statement, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, I believe that, as you said, we are rounding this long series of our podcasts, which were addressing the supplements. And I think that's basically what I would really say. Nothing more to be said. I mean,
right.
from my point of view.
The only one thing, and at the end, I would say the biomedical paramedic team, very, very important. a patient goes, as a very simple scenario, and we'll close with that. A patient goes to a center, travels to a center in Europe. He's surrounded by professionals. He has his doctor. He has his physiotherapist. He has all those people, dietitians. I'm thinking of Janja from
Šumarijske Toplice.
Exactly. So you have all those super experts around you, and within 2-3 days, you feel like a different person.
Absolutely.
So, all right. So now after 3, 4, 5 weeks, we're talking about not 3 weeks now, 5 weeks program, you are coming back. Eventually, you will have to hit the road or hit the airplane and come back to America, right? So the first question of the patient would be, okay, now I feel much better, but what I'm going to be doing home? Mm. Where is my next center to go home? Well, I have to say something, dear fellow, you don't have a center in America. But what we do, what we create for you, and this is part of the VRP, what we create for you, it's a team of, hopefully, majority of them will be retired military people, veterans like yourself, and so on, who will travel to those centers and also do courses online, which we were going to give and educate them into a new and ultimately brand new cutting edge or tip of the spear profession, the biomedical paramedic. And this is a crucial element because the paramedics will be the ones to keep you patient in permanent contact with your center in Europe.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right? You don't have to stay online with them. You don't have to call them. You have a question, you call your local guy in the team who has been introduced to you, who knows the center you have been in, who knows ins and out. He's not a doctor, all right? He's a paramedic, but he is trained to be available for any immediate questions.
And if he
doesn't have an answer, he will find the answer for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, right? I cannot add anything, but I would maybe try to just somehow make a headlines of all what you said. So on the side of balneo paramedic team, I think we should mention kind of human component.
Yes.
Which will connect all pillars of the home care program into integrated and, I would say, guided experience. Means you're not alone, as you said.
Perfect.
And one is professional oversight and personalization when you will start the treatment. So basically, protocols, tailored protocols for relaxation, supplementation, and daily routines. Then also remote monitoring and support. You are home. You have some question, as you said, here we are to ensure continuity of care even outside of clinical setting, basically.
Right.
Very important point, education and empowerment. Clients would receive clear instructions, demonstration of techniques, whatever, and ongoing guidance to make programs sustainable at home. And things, and sorry to say, shit happens. Crisis prevention and safety means paramedic team provides safety guidelines, screens for contract indications, or it's available for any intervention. And finally, I would say that holistic wellness integration, which ensures that client's routine includes balance between rest, physical activity, hydration, and supplementation. I was preparing this in advance, sorry. I just wanted to somehow round, but to confirm what you said before. This is, of course, not at the clinic, but it is on your doorstep.
Yeah, it is also very important. No, the points what you make are very, I mean, they synthesize the entire thing and put it all together into a good, you can even print those kind of things and points of importance, very important thing. But I would say this, all the parameters into a biomedical therapy in the center or at home are in constant flux.
Yeah.
Everything is changing.
That's right.
I mean, you cannot imagine that you will be carved in stone, participant into a carved in stone program, and there's no right and there's no left. It's only just narrow path forward. Such a thing in biomedicine does not exist,
yes.
Now, what exists is that each single one individual will react different.
Yeah.
And this difference will enable a trained professional to figure out in advance what will be the next important change in the program. Way before you as a patient find yourself the need of changing. That person will know based on education, based on superior training, based on observations from the center and so on. We'll know for sure, okay, if we go this way pretty soon, a week, 2 weeks from, 3 weeks from now on, we will have to change this. And we were gonna redesign the program for you, that you're in a permanent positive flux of reaching your goal.
Absolutely.
Okay. He will also be the person to keep you, as I said, in permanent touch with the center in Europe. This is the final point. I want to come to announce something for our future podcast. But anyway, he will be the person to also remind you that in probably a month or 2 months from now, we will have to book you back in for a new center session.
Mm.
So in other words, he takes from you all of the needs of you trying to keep up with your program. He will be keeping up with your program.
Absolutely. I think to the point and exactly what we want to say for this home care kind of team, let's say.
So concluding with one announcement, right? I mean, between...
That's always good. Some positive things for the future.
Right. Between you and me, you being a professor of tourism and give me exactly, you're talking about vernacular tourism, you're talking about...
Well, my specialty or the things which I'm doing is sustainable and responsible or ethical and responsible tourism.
Yes.
Together
yes.
with destination management.
Right.
But I did also things like, as you mentioned, rural tourism, ecotourism,
right.
and other elements, but not to the point.
Most important today is sustainability, sustainable tourism.
Yeah.
Because without sustainable tourism, you are coming to an end, right?
There is no future then.
There is no future.
Yeah.
Right. So between me, the medical guy, and you, the technical guy in the field with the tourism, we are planning to develop an episode chain, will probably never end, so to speak, in biomedical tourism. So biomedical tourism, and this is for the audience, not for you and me, because we are talking about this since, 10 years, 12 years now?
10 years, probably, yeah.
Right? So the biomedical tourism will replace in the future the normal traditional tourism and will be enormously beneficial. You will have a beautiful vacation and you'll do something imperatively important for your health. And what we try to do, we will do between me and Marco, we will bring information on different European biomedical centers.
Yeah.
Okay. We will concentrate for a while on one center, then we're going to move to another center, then to another center. We will try to get people from those centers to come online.
Absolutely.
To be contributors to our programs, to provide beautiful information in everything about themselves, because in a final analysis, we can do research on each individual center, but what is better than to have somebody from that center describe
always.
What they can do
always
and talk
best.
About their own, right?
Yeah, I agree absolutely. I think we can also prepare some nice support material, which would be composed of videos and photos of those places. But as you said, the most important thing is that the people who are there, who are working there, who are operating, are the best ambassadors of right. the stories.
And to our American audience, I would suggest that they have to get the information. There are in Europe, there are several very important countries, but basically all over in Europe, there are thousands, and the word is thousands, of centers where yeah. the Roman Empire and their doctors discovered mineral waters, discovered caves with very important beneficial influences on the health. And over the Middle Age, when there was no other medicine but balneo medicine, further different centers were developed. So there are many, many, many big ones and very many little ones, almost unknown. But basically, the choice for an American patient, it's immense.
Yeah, and we can say for sure that these are not places without. I would put it differently. These are places with long tradition, as you said.
Yes, yes, yes.
100
yes.
and more years of experience.
Yes.
Different situations, and I think that also matters. And they already adopted to some new clients, as if they worked in past in a curative way. They are more oriented towards preventive way, as we said before also.
Absolutely right. Your point is, in medicine, whenever some guy, smart guy comes, I'm not saying derogative smart, a real smart guy comes with a brand new development, with a brand new idea, the first thing what the community, the medical community, will always gonna come with one phrase, which probably is predestined to kill the new idea. He says, furthermore, clinical studies will be necessary. And that is one of the biggest medical bullshits in the universe, okay? Because that tells the patient, don't trust what you just heard, because that hasn't been proven. Okay,
well, now. So in this case, but not because of the research, but because of the experience, you know.
So now I'm going to come to what you said before. What about medical studies done over the last 2,000 years?
Yeah.
Is that long enough?
Yeah.
Will that gonna satisfy the skepticism of my medical colleagues? Will that gonna be good enough for them to say, okay, I bow my hand, my head, and I admit that eating garlic is not toxic. Okay, that breathing or drinking mineral water from the donut Rogashka is not toxic. I will have to admit that, because for the last 2,000 years would have been millions of people dead if that would have been toxic.
Absolutely.
And guess what?
And clinically proven that this is the case. I am using it every morning.
and if after 2,000 years, that's not enough for us to say it's proven, then sorry, we have no salvation.
We don't have further justification to provide.
No more comments.
Okay.
The only one comment is that now we have to say, but what about the COVID vaccine? Was that proven enough in 3 months? Was that enough medical study to prove that the vaccine worked and it was safe?
Yeah.
Okay, so there we go. We don't want to close this episode on a negative,
absolutely. We hope that
political
we didn't,
thing.
Yeah.
But I just want to say that regarding those centers we're talking about, regarding the principles of balneo medicine, there is no longer and better documentation and medical study than the balneo medical Western civilization mega study done over thousands of years. That's my point.
Absolutely. Well, I believe that's to finish there, because otherwise we really gone on the
we are beating the hour. So Marcos, thank you so much for today. Merry Christmas to everybody. We will probably do another recording before Christmas.
We try to do one before, but right. I also wish all good for the forthcoming holidays, and God bless.
Merry Christmas to everybody, and let's do the next episode on a little bit of pre-taste for the Balneo Medical Centers. We are talking about the balneo tourism in general in Europe.
I'm in your hands.
It
would be a great pleasure for me.
now I am in yours, because this is your expertise. But anyway, Marco, thank you so much for today. Thank you to everybody who tuned in, and Merry Christmas to all of you.
Bye.
Bye.